My goodness. One that they call it bust the ropes open, is what they used to say. I forget the name.
Is it Middle Buster?
I believe it's Middle Buster.
All right. Is there an instrument kind of similar to that that's used for breaking up the ground even finer after you plow it?
A harrow.
Yeah, that's good. Fine. Talking about a wagon, the thing that the wagon wheels sit onto, you call that the...
Axle.
Yeah, okay. What about a wooden frame that is shaped like an X that you could, if you want to saw a log off, you could place the log right in the neck of the X to brace it and saw it off. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Yes, I have. You can call it a wood brace.
Wood brace.
I can't think of another.
Wood rack?
Oh, yes.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
You call it a...
I think it would be a wood rack where you place the wood up there so that it won't move too much while you're trying to saw it.
Right. Okay. What about a wooden frame that consists of a longboard, and right at the end of it, the legs are kind of shaped like the letter A. Carpenters use them a lot.
Horses, wooden horses.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, this word. If a person wants to, when he gets up in the morning and he's fooling with his hair, he might use a comb or a...
Brush.
Yeah, and the verb form of that, you say he does what to his hair?
Brush.
Okay. What about you had these safety razors, men would shave themselves with straight razors?
Yes.
What would you call that long leather thing that they sharpened the thing on?
A razor strap.
Did you ever see one of those actually being used?
Yes. I have. I used to see my granddaddy use it two ways. I use it to sharpen his razor, and I use it on the kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Do those things really hurt?
Oh, they do.
I was just wondering because I've had some people tell me, well, they didn't hurt that much, but the sound that they made.
Yeah, well, I don't think I've ever had one used on me. That scared you to death by looking at one.
Okay, what would you call, let's say you would fire a shell in a shotgun, but what would you fire, a pistol or a rifle?
Fire a bullet.
Okay, another word that begins with the letter C?
Hodridge.
Big one?
Hodridge?
Yeah, okay. This, we were talking about games you played as a child. What would you call something that's just a long piece of wood anchored at the middle and children go like so on?
A seesaw?
Yeah. What would you say they were doing?
Seesawing.
Okay. Something similar to that, a long piece of wood anchored at the middle, but instead of going up and down, you could twirl around on it.
Call it a merry-go-round.
Okay, you have a name for it?
Hmm. Can't think of one right now.
Okay, have you ever heard of a flying Jenny?
Oh. Yeah, many years ago.
Huh?
Yes, many years ago.
Is that the same as a merry-go-round?
It's similar, I guess, as far as kids are concerned. It goes around. Uh-huh. But in a different kind of manner, in a different manner, you're going sideways, I guess, on a flying day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever heard of a long limber board anchored at both ends so the children could jump up and down in the middle of it?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Have you ever heard joggling board? Not familiar with that.
No.
Okay. Something very common that people make by tying a rope to a limb of a tree and you have a seat.
It's a swing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A container that people might, if they have a coal burning stove,